Unit 3. Listening for Consequences. Page 31. Exercise A. Listen to the conversations and answer the questions below. Blacken the circles under the correct letters. You have 30 seconds to read the questions. One.
You look upset, Anita. What's wrong?
A girl at school has been giving me a hard time. She's spreading rumours about me.
Spreading rumours? That's bullying, isn't it? Have you reported it?
Yeah, I've reported it to my class teacher. In view of the fact that I'm being bullied, she told me to keep a record of all the rumours and let her know whenever a new one starts.
Okay. Well, those are good suggestions. I'm glad she's given you advice on what to do. I hope things get better for you soon.
Two. I had the worst argument with my parents last night. They think I spend too much time online.
Okay. So how did the argument end? Did they punish you?
No. It's funny how the argument ended. We were shouting so loudly that our neighbour actually came to complain about the noise.
Oh dear.
Yes, when we realised how loud we were, we calmed down and were able to talk about things more calmly.
It's always good to talk things out calmly. I'm glad your neighbour came.
Three.
Guess what? My dad saw Ricky Poon in Causeway Bay today. He was talking to a police officer.
Really? I hope he wasn't in trouble. He missed school today, didn't he?
Yeah, but he's all right. I spoke to him afterwards. He said the police officer just asked him why he wasn't at school. I mean, given that he was in the street and not at school in the middle of the day, it was reasonable for the police officer to ask him questions.
Right. And did the officer let him go afterwards?
Of course. Ricky told the officer that he was on his way to see the doctor.